This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us, the us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I understand that last Thursday, while I was in the White Mountains, you guys sort of had tag team.
Oh, yeah, we had both Mark and Ian here. It was actually my first time
With Mark.
I've done it with Ian before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Phrasing. Yep. Yeah, so it ended up being like, what, well, four total people on the air.
Yeah.
Just took a couple shifts.
We had quite a few callers that ran the night.
Yeah.
It was like caller after caller.
Yeah, it was a good evening.
Yeah, so I'm back from the beautiful White Mountains, and my legs had swollen up because of the altitude change. That always happens every
really?
Time I go camping. Because it's a lot higher.
Weird.
How much higher is it?
Several thousand feet.
Several thousand feet?
Yeah, like two or three. That's a few. That's several.
I'll give you one or two. We're going to be doing some Google measurements here.
Yeah. But I don't know. Every time and this is the seventh year I've gone camping in the White Mountains, and every time I go camping, just swell up. And the only thing I can think of is elevation change. But, you know, like I'm back to feeling normal-ish. And... Yeah, we're going to sort of loop this around. Not quite a camping experience, but in Oregon, was it earlier this year or last year? The Occupy Malheur happened?
Yes.
What was that?
And I'm using that phrasing specifically because I know that both the left and the right will take issue because the more conservative people... just absolutely hate the idea of Occupy, and the more liberal people did not like what was happening because this was a group of conservatives that decided that they were basically going to occupy a national wildlife refuge in protest of federal land grabs.
Yes.
Specifically in creating this wildlife refuge.
Yeah. Well, and specifically the treatment of some of the farmers. So... this case, we had the Hammond family who owned a ranch out there.
Wait, where was this again?
In Malheur County, Oregon.
Okay.
Eastern Oregon.
Yep. Far eastern Oregon. And the Fish and Game and everybody came down on them, said that they had started a couple of wildfires illegally. And what they were really trying to do, according to every witness and everybody around them, was to...
another fire?
Yeah. They were trying to burn in front of fires to prevent them from doing more damage.
Right.
But because, you know, 10 or 12 acres of what burned was on federal land, they charged them under a terrorism act for arson.
Didn't they also claim that... they started the fires to hide evidence that they had been poaching wildlife or something.
Completely unfounded.
Yeah. Completely fabricated. And the entire thing was because, you know, some federal bureaucrat wanted their land.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Their land is surrounded literally almost on all sides except for one point of access by federal lands. Here's another fun part of this whole frickin' story which drives me nuts. And that is... they had already gone to court. The Hammonds had already gone to court. There was supposed to be a mandatory sentencing of 5 years in jail.
They had already served time in jail.
Yeah, and basically...
Federal
prison. And in that case, the judge said, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm not going to charge you guys for that long a period of time for this.
Yep.
So he didn't. And then the feds come back, want the case retried... so they can get all 5 years, which served what purpose?
my recollection wasn't that they wanted the case retried. They just said the sentence, the sentence wasn't appropriate. Here's this thing saying mandatory minimum, so you go to jail now for the difference between the what you served and what our piece of paper says that the judge should have sentenced you to.
Was the judge
it wasn't
a state
go
judge?
Back to court.
Was the judge a state judge that originally ruled?
No, it was a federal
judge.
Disagreed with a federal judge?
A federal judge said, I think that the federal sentencing guidelines are too harsh.
Right.
You only go to jail for this amount of time. And then one of that guy's bosses said, no, Mr. Judge, man, you made the wrong decision. They're going back to jail. But it was several years later.
But who has authority over the judge?
Higher up judge, somebody from the DOJ,
right,
the
Department
president.
Of Justice. Right.
They're, I don't know the names of all of the hundreds of people in the bureaucracy,
right.
But there's a bunch of them.
Wouldn't they have to actually file an appeal, though?
Nope.
Not if it's the federal government, not if it's
the Attorney General can tell any judge that's a federal judge, you screwed up.
So do
there
this.
Doesn't have to be court. Right. Things you're assuming
so
that there
the
has
Hammonds
to be
get rebrought back into court when they were resentenced.
Yes,
no, there wasn't a resentencing.
Oh, there wasn't.
You go to jail
yes,
now.
Yes, just there was a mistake. You go back to jail.
Is when the people went and said, "Ah, you know what? We're taking over Mal here."
Right, and what happened first was you had a lot of people that were involved in the Bundy Ranch standoff. I guess that's the best way to put it. From a couple years back. Including some of the Bundys went to Malheur and were there to protest. And when this whole thing went down and the Hammonds got taken away, they're like, while we're here, let's just not leave.
Right.
So it was a bit of a standoff. Now, during that whole time, things kind of escalated, de-escalated. In the end, they were going to go speak at a town called John Day, Oregon. They were going to drive there and I think speak to some county officials.
Right. Then
along
there was
the
some
way.
Kind of thing of... All right, we'll talk to you, but you have to come to us. We're not going on to the wildlife refuge, and we'll get into more of what happened. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, in amongst the travels to go meet with these bureaucrats, where they had to leave the wildlife refuge to. Go. They're driving down, was it a state highway?
I think so. State or county road, driving to Burns, Oregon, and all of a sudden, there's basically an ambush by federal and state agents. So the Oregon State Police were out there. I don't know if they had anybody from the county, but also involved was the FBI's hostage rescue team. They are there, and...
Oh, I didn't realize it was the hostage rescue team, because generally a hostage rescue team doesn't just randomly open fire on cars driving down the street.
Or on families in Idaho.
Right.
But back to the... what's the case I'm thinking of?
Oh, that was Ruby Ridge.
Right.
25 years ago, I believe?
Yeah, ballpark.
24, 25, something along those lines.
Now, was this shootout thing recently? Because I'm not remembering this part of the story.
This was sometime last year, sometime in 2016.
There was still snow on the ground.
Yep.
The article that I've got pulled up, and Chris, you've got a newer article from Oregon Live, but the article that I have pulled up from NBC News, it shows a screenshot of that helicopter video, and there's a lot of snow on the ground. Was sometime, they say here, January 2016, but they don't give an exact date that I'm seeing.
Yeah, so basically, here they are. They're traveling to meet with these officials in John Day, Oregon. They get accosted by a whole lot of law enforcement officers. Most of the group pull over and are taken into custody. Lavoy Finicum, who is key to this story, continues on with a couple people in the car.
Driving through the snow, not like crashing through the roadblock.
Right, not driving through a roadblock.
They tries to drive around the roadblock.
Correct, he continues on. And as he... continues on. Initially, some shots are fired. The vehicle sort of plows into a snowbank. There's some discussion inside the vehicle, and Lavoy steps out. He raises his hands at first. The officers claim that he was reaching inside of his jacket at some point where he was reaching for a gun, and he was shot dead.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Shot multiple times, and that is where this new news winds up coming in. Very interesting. And your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Want to buy Bitcoin? Find out how to do it there. You want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Their forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger believers than the team over at bitcoin.com. That's why this is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. And you can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. We'll get back into the story about Lavoie Finicum and specifically the new news about one of the FBI agents that was involved in that shooting. But first, to the phones. Again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Daryl, I'm glad you recovered from your hypoxia.
Yeah, we did a little research.
Is that what it's called when you just swell up from gaining some feet in elevation? Because we also figured out apparently it's not thousands.
It's 377 feet of difference.
Net. That's a net.
I know, it's a ballpark
difference. So, you know, like Google Maps says you gain about 4,000 and then
so do your
come
feet
down about.
Swell when we're on the third floor of the state house and you're testifying, Daryl?
I'm not staying there for 4 days.
Does he have a purplish blush to him?
How he generally does.
So go ahead, Tom. What's
you
on
know,
your mind?
Aviators will recognize the term insidious onset. I'm not an aviator. I'm a retired police detective, and I had to learn about hypoxia from aviators because they know so much about it. And in certain cases of death, we needed to know the signs, and that's how I know about it. But yeah, it doesn't take much, you know. People play around with hypoxia. You know, one of the symptoms, by the way, is euphoria. That's why you hear about the sex play and whatnot that people get into. The insidious onset aspect to it is this: it sneaks up on you. You don't realize during the euphoria you're about to die at a certain point. And that's why aviators know so much about it, because they reach a certain altitude and they can be flying. They don't realize. And that's why a lot of them simply go to sleep.
Yep.
Never wake up and the plane crashes. So I'm glad you're okay. I did simply want to answer your question that you were pondering earlier about the judge in that case with the Bundys, I believe it was, or the
yes.
Prince of Oregon. I get them confused. I know the Bundys are in Nevada, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was the Hammond?
The Hammond.
Right, yeah. And by the way, I'm so glad that FBI, that, I can use the word insidious again in another way, that insidious creature absolutely should be charged. I think the whole group of them should be charged. I had a lot of people send me the tape and ask me my opinion. Very, very strange. A lot of times with these shootings, I can find a legal justification when other people say, it's definitely bad. Well, the legal bar is actually low. As police officers, we should be trying to get way above that legal level.
Right.
Before we start pulling the trigger. Here's what I can't justify in many, many cases. The number of times the trigger is pulled. It astounds me that these folks are not being convicted. We had to justify, and I'm an old man, but in my day, we had to justify every time we pulled that trigger. And these folks are emptying clips into people. I do not know how to justify that.
That there was news recently about the Laquan McDonald shooting. In, where was that, Chicago?
Yes.
Where the police officer Van Dyke fired 16 bullets into the 17-year-old.
That sounds like a magazine.
And three other officers have wound up being charged with, I believe it was obstruction.
Yeah, or covering.
And some there were a couple of charges dealing with basically a cover-up.
Yeah, well, I my own personal feeling is, and people will say, well, you're being hypocritical. I don't think it is. I do believe that law enforcement and our legal system should be held to a higher standard. You know, if we are to entrust them with enforcing the laws justly, then I do hold them to a somewhat higher standard.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that are supposed to know this best.
I absolutely agree with you. And there's a whole other side to it with prosecutorial misconduct. With the Lavoie-Finicum tape, that was one of the most bizarre, to me, unjustified shootings. And of course, I wasn't there. You always have to take into consideration that a film is one thing. Being there is something completely different. So I don't like to Monday morning quarterback these guys. But the film, you know, I would have to hear testimony from the people who were there. I hope the case is thoroughly examined, and the folks that were on scene are thoroughly questioned. One of the things that was very strange is the weapon that one of the folks wielded. I could not identify it, neither could other experts. It looked like a gun that maybe was hooked up to some type of canister. I don't know if it was a quote-unquote less than lethal weapon, which, again, it, less than is the key component there, because
still
they can't kill.
Can still be lethal, yep.
Absolutely. And
because they claim that tasers and stun guns are less than lethal, but how many times have we read reports of people getting stunned in the face like 20 times and dying?
Right.
This looks like something that would shoot a very large plastic or beanbag-type projectile. He was so close, though, that it certainly could have been lethal. Now, anyway, so other people can get on. Let me answer the question about the judge. What an idiot that judge was. For one thing, our elected officials are also idiots. To tie a judge's hands by passing a law, and that's the reason why it was so easily reversed, is never a good idea. Judges should have discretion, and we should be very careful of the type of people we elect to judgeships and who are appointed to judgeships. Now, I think the young lady asked, well, who had the authority to do that? Well, we the people, through our elected officials, do.
Right.
And they pass the law of the minimum mandatory sentence. It's a law. It has to be followed. What the judge could have done, should have done, is worked something out with a probation before judgment. He could have put a lot of restrictions on those guys, and they wouldn't have.
There are times where probation is not allowed. I know that there are a couple of things here in New Hampshire where the sentence is the sentence, and it says in statute none of that can be suspended. It can't be replaced with probation. So, again, it's, you know, that thing
bad
of
law.
Well, the judge's feels,
hands
the judge
being tied.
When he has been guilty. And it's his fault.
Agreed.
Tom, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get into this story, the update from the Oregon shooting after the Malheur Wildlife Refuge occupation. And again, I'm using that term just to annoy both sides of the political spectrum, because, you know, the conservatives, they don't like the idea of calling it an occupy.
Right.
They're like, no, 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 we took over. No, you occupied.
What I take offense to is shooting. I'm going to call it the murder of LaVoy Fennicum, because I think that's more accurate.
That probably is more accurate. You know, police officer shot his weapon several times. All of the bullets hit LaVoy Fennicum. You know, so there was a shooting.
Yeah. No, no, I
happened to also be a murder.
I'm not taking issue with you, Daryl.
Right.
Of course not. But I do take issue with the use of deadly force.
Right. And I take issue with the way a lot of the media will report things. I forget what I was reading recently, where there was a guy that got shot in the head by a police officer, but like some mainstream media report was the police officer discharged his weapon. A bullet hit the guy in the head. No, the cop shot him in the head.
Yeah. It was like an accidental shooting, but it was like a teen killed by bullet. I have a story like that. I'll bring it in.
Yeah.
But that was the headline. It was... It sounded like an accidental shooting, but the headlines reported by the news was a teen killed by bullet.
Yeah.
What?
Right. I know.
I still don't understand how you accidentally shoot somebody in the head during a traffic stop.
Accidentally shoot someone?
Exactly, Dick Cheney. This wasn't that.
That was cunning.
This was them trying to kill a dog.
Okay, no, the one that I'm thinking of, it was a traffic stop.
Gotcha.
And, you know, like, not long after the guy gets pulled over, cop walks up, shoots, hits the guy in the head with a bullet. You know, just,
right.
Oh, well, you know, he just happened to discharge his firearm, and the guy sitting in the front seat of his car gets shot in the head.
Right.
Oops, don't know how that happened.
This case involved the cops being fearful for their lives because there was a loose dog.
They're always fearful for their lives. It reminds me of the Facebook meme, and we will get to Stefan here in just a second, but it reminds me of the Facebook meme that says, well-trained police officers can fear for their lives and just start shooting, but you have to remain calm when there's a gun pointed at your face.
That's exactly right. In this case, there was a dog loose, and the police were trying to kill it because, you know, all dogs are lethal. That seems to be the prevalent thought.
What was it? An assault dog?
Probably. It was a pit bull, and it's a pit bull. Big deal.
Oh, that's a high capacity assault dog.
The dog runs behind a building. A kid goes around to go grab the dog and try to hold it back. The dog gets loose from the kid. The officers fire at the dog again when it comes back around. Something ricochets and it kills this poor boy.
Wow.
But again, do you have to kill every dog you see?
Nope. I've never killed a dog. I've been attacked by a dog, and I've never killed a dog ever.
Somehow the Postal Service goes through their the confrontations with dogs and never kills dogs.
The postal lady that delivers mail to the LRN studio, she does not like dogs, but she gives Jazzy a treat if Jazzy is outside and she's walking around delivering mail.
Right.
She's never, felt threatened and tried to shoot Jazzy.
She's probably friends with most dogs if she's handing out treats.
Certainly. Let's go to Skype. In this case, we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Stefan. Going once. Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about... I was talking about gun rights, and, you know, I've noticed a lot of people tend to vote Republican just for the issue of guns, and what I'm wondering is, are Republicans actually as pro-gun as they say they are?
Well, my opinion?
Depends on the Republican, you know.
Depends on what you mean by pro-gun.
Right. Well, it seems like they will, you know, block any gun control, but they will not pass any legislation to add more gun rights. Right now they have the Hearing Protection Act and National Reciprocity pending already, but they're not even touching it. What do you think that is?
Because a lot of times they just want to posture to say that they're trying to do something.
What do you mean? They just didn't. Were you listening last Thursday? They apparently passed some new law or whatever where gun rights. It's just for
it only
them.
Applies to congressmen.
I'll give you my two cents on this because for 30 odd years I was pretty much a card carrying member of the Republican Party.
I'm sorry.
A strong conservative, and then I became a neocon, and also very involved in gun rights. The Republicans, this is my own opinion, are very much, would like you to think that they're very much about law and order, and they know that gun rights are always under assault. They've been under assault since Clinton and well before that, but particularly since Clinton. During that time, it was sort of like, if we give them what's already passed, then it's not unreasonable for us to ask for a little bit more, and It's just, to me, it was sort of a lack of sand. I mean, the right thing to do, the only right thing to do, is to repeal all gun laws. And I know that irritates a lot of people, but I'll go back to the Firearms Act of 1933, 1934, where they said
NFA.
The NF, which started NFA. All of it is unconstitutional. I mean, there's, we can sit here and argue about whether they were talking about militia. It's to me, I don't get confused when I read the Second Amendment. It's very straightforward. Shall not be infringed. And states should have a militia, which is the people. Go ahead.
Well, in my opinion, I personally could care less what the Constitution says or whether or not it would apply to a militia in the first place. But I will agree that the NFA was total garbage because for years you were able to order a Thompson submachine gun in the mail.
Sure.
And there was not a single problem happening. And some would say, well, gangsters were running wild with all of these guns. Well,
after Prohibition?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
the reason that they were gangsters was because the federal government made things illegal.
And that makes me wonder. You know, nowadays, apparently, people are blowing up. We're having all these problems with police shootings, and it makes you wonder how many of these problems could be eliminated without the war on drugs. Are a lot of these laws passed and then have adverse effects like that?
I mean, do you think there'd still be the kind of fighting, though, even if it was? Because, I mean, is it more or less like... It's not so much a fight over prohibition per se as it is a fight over profits. You know what I mean? Because you get police shooting other police. You know what I mean? You get police departments that become corrupted and, you know, like have battles within over money and stuff. Is it just like a, you know, is greed part of the human psyche, I guess?
Yeah, it goes back to the original point when it came to who's being pro-gun. I came to this realization when after the Philando Castile shooting, it was nothing but silence from the NRA and silence from people that claimed to be pro-gun. And this also happened, I believe, in Louisiana. There was a guy that got shot for that I had brought up the other day. And I'm starting to wonder how many people are being conned by a lot of Republicans at the fear that their guns may be taken away when they're actually doing nothing to defend them.
Well, here's the conundrum. The conundrum is the Republican Party seems to want to be very pro-gun while at the same time being very pro-law enforcement.
Yep.
And there's your conflict.
And they're the ones pushing for these mandatory minimum sentences that led to the Malheur situation in the first place.
Sure, but let's go back to talking about, you know, the Castile case. Even gun owners of America, back when I was more of a Republican, more of a neocon, stood up a lot of times when the NRA just sat there quietly and did nothing.
Right.
Even they came out and said, well, you know, the guy had a record. That's irrelevant. That is so irrelevant to a murder by a police officer.
And, Stefan, hold the line because I think you might have more. And let's talk about Philando Castile's record and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
I was there. I was there. I was like a momentary lapse.
And we'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But I've got a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone?
Yes.
Well, think about joining Dash, okay. Because Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and, in some cases, can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone in the world anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. Let's go back to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. And we began the show talking about the Malheur wildlife situation, specifically the shooting of Lavoie Finicum, and we've still not gotten into the newest update from that. But, Stefan, you brought up Philando Castile. Specifically, yes. Because you were asking about, you know, do Republicans actually support gun rights, or are they just sort of posturing? And then it was mentioned, Chris, I think you said that Gun Owners of America said, well, Philando Castile had a record.
Yeah, that was the only thing I heard out of Gun Owners of America. And to be clear, I the Republicans don't get anywhere near where I would like any politician to be on the question of gun rights.
Right.
To me, it's sort of like your take on marijuana. Regulate them just like we do tomatoes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Republicans out there, though, that really are, like, you know, working hard. They're just a minority, you know what I mean?
There are, and because we have so many laws in place.
Not only that, but just, like, getting bills passed and getting them repealed. Like, once you're elected, this is what a lot of libertarians don't realize, is once you're actually elected as a state senator or representative and you go in, you're working with the legislature, there's a whole process to getting stuff passed. And some states are worse than others, right? Like, you have to have this many people agree.
Sure.
It has to go through this. It has to go through this committee. This person's got to sign off on it and yada, yada, yada.
To even be considered.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So you can't just go in there and be like, well, I'm going to do exactly what I want because I'm elected now. It doesn't work like that. You have to compromise. Sometimes it's like you got to pull this out of the bill or add that just to get, like, a little bit of what you want. And, you know, and it's kind of like pick and choose your battles once you're actually in there. So even the people that want liberty are, like, put in a position where, you know, they have to pick and choose.
Thank you for explaining why
compromise.
We can't have nice things.
Thanks.
But go ahead, caller.
Sorry.
On the issue.
No, you're right.
You can go ahead, Heather.
Yeah. No,
it was just a rant, you know.
But you make a perfectly good point, and it is a challenge. But, Stefan, you had more to say.
Yes, I did. I think this is one of the issues where I feel bad for the average Republican voter, because I feel like around where I live, that's literally the single issue. I truly believe that Donald Trump won my county specifically on the issue of gun rights. And in reality, I think he's going to sell him out on it, especially now with this shooting at this baseball game. I think when they're the victims, they're going to want more gun control.
You want to hear my little conspiracy theory?
Let's hear it, Heather.
Well, this is me totally just grasping at straws here, but I just thought it was weird that that building in London, like, caught fire, right? It was burning like crazy, and everyone that I know started talking about, like, World Trade Center 7. They're like, dude, how did World Trade Center 7 fall? But look at this building, torched in flames, not falling.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, this shooting happened. And it was like nobody was talking about the burning building anymore, and I was like, whoa.
That's
a false flag.
That's some really...
That's a topic I don't delve into just because it's so controversial.
I know. I've gone back. The World Trade Center 7 thing is really, like, messed up, man. Like,
so
and I'll
one,
never
like,
get
delving
over that
into
one.
Conspiracy theories is not the best thing for radio, but two...
It is for some shows.
To claim... Right, for some shows, but not this one. But to claim that, you know, like, there's some coordinated effort of, all right, so we're going to set this building on fire on this day, and then we've got to find this guy in Washington to go shoot a baseball game.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
There's a lot of coordination that needs... And I know the whole, you know, the Manhattan Project, there were thousands of people not realizing that they were building a nuclear bomb. So, like, I know it can happen. I just think that for an incompetent organization like the United States federal government to be able to, you know, like, organize
events... Hey. I don't know if I would call the most organized crime gang in the face of the earth incompetent. I mean, they're organized, they're deadly, and they're dangerous. How do you call that?
They're deadly and dangerous, but they do just stupid things all the time.
But there's a good point to be made there, that the government is certainly not bad at what it does. They convinced us that the Gulf of Tonkin incident happened for over 40 years.
The United States government is really good at stealing money and killing people.
Killing people, yes.
They're really good at
those things. Not the government, because there's a lot of people, that, in my opinion, that work for the government that are well-intentioned people that just...
I didn't say every member of the United States government kills people on a daily basis.
There is like...
But the organization as a whole...
There's an organized crime...
A month ago...
Of sociopaths within the government.
1 month ago, the United States military killed more civilians in Syria than they had in the previous entire Syrian civil war. They're really good at killing people. But when I say that the U.S. military kills people, people are like, but there's some guy that he's just cooking food. You can't blame him for all the people dying.
Right.
Okay, here's my like bone to pick here. Okay, no matter what I read on the freaking internet, whether it's God knows what, U.S. kills 100 people, Syria kills 100 people, Russia kills 100 people, I don't don't know for firsthand that any of these sources are even credible. So really, like, I've been struggling a lot lately being confident in, like, any of my views, any of my thoughts, any version of events in history, just because, right, I've been wrong so many times before. Why get comfortable now?
So
right?
How do we know anybody actually
exactly,
died?
Exactly, though. But,
how
right,
do we know Syria
say,
even exists? No, it might just seriously. Be a big news of everybody's imagination.
We could, but, right, there you could argue that there is an incentive for people to, that, for other nations, right, to portray the United States in a negative light. So, you know, when somebody's like, oh, the U.S. is over there dropping bombs and the military's doing this, like, I had a lot of friends in the military that went over there and didn't kill anybody. Yeah, there's different platoons within the military that might be under different commands,
sure.
Doing different things.
Or they may have
you
been
I mean?
Supporting groups that did. Now, one
like,
thing I will say,
how do you know what to
one thing we
anymore?
Have incentivized is we have incentivized fake news and clickbaity stuff. That's something the people. It has nothing to do with government, but we have, by clicking on salacious headlines and things like that, we've encouraged it. And in the case of YouTube and in the case of, you know, this click-driven economy,
right.
We have financially rewarded people who have given us sketchy news. So to me, the responsibility is always whenever I see a story that intrigues me, I've got to go out and try to find sources. Now,
so,
that's what we can do more now than we could
so
10 years
when
ago.
When the Pentagon admits to, yes, we bombed Doctors Without Borders Hospital, am I supposed to not believe that because somebody wrote some clickbait one time?
No, I try to.
No,
if somebody owns up to something, that's one thing.
Well, number one, no.
Oh, they claim it was a complete mistake, even though, you know, the story that they gave, there's no way it's a mistake. You can't accidentally bomb a hospital for an hour and a half.
No, if they admitted to anything, then I would definitely check the sources on that because that does not sound like the Pentagon.
Oh, it took several months.
Yeah, I know.
And then they were like, well, it was a mistake, even though they said Doctors Without Borders did everything right by continuously updating us on their location. They gave us the GPS coordinates. We just thought that that building was something else.
And that's and in my opinion, I think we're being manipulated here because the most common thing I hear is, you know, don't blame the troops, blame the government. But here's the thing. When the public has a high opinion of the military, who protects the government? The military.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right. I hear you. Circular.
Thank you very much.
Stefan, thank you for the call.
I don't know, man. Like, I still, and I'm always going to have a little soft spot for, you know, my friends in the military, like,
well, yeah,
I don't.
That's fine. You like, know think, people, but you can't apply that to every member of it. No more than I can.
No,
apply.
I'm not. Like, there's videos of that dude like throwing a dog off the cliff over
sure.
in Afghanistan. That guy's a jerk. You know what I mean? Like, but then there's the others that go over there that were playing with kids, like wanting to do good in the world.
But the same way, I want to hold police and judges to a higher standard. I hold our military to a higher standard too.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.